You are now with Time Out for Music on Radio Bulgaria. In today's feature, we are going to tell you more about the Pernik Palace of Culture that celebrates 60th anniversary. With its architectural grandeur, the Palace of Culture in Pernik is one of the symbols of the city. For 60 years, it has been a spiritual center for the citizens, a place of communication between world cultures and traditions. Many have crossed its threshold to enter the world of music, dance and world art. People also use the opportunity to develop their talents in various professional and amateur forms of training. The careers of a number of famous Bulgarian artists have also started here. The Palace offers a stage to musicians, poets, writers, artists and intellectuals. Head of the Pernik Palace of Culture, Petyo Fetfov, told us more about past and future initiatives.
На 10 февруари 1957 година Дворецът на културата.
On February the 10th, 1957, the building of the Palace of Culture opened. It is unique, but the bands that perform in it are even more unique. Our wind orchestra was founded in 1902, and we are very proud of it. It takes part in all cultural events in the city and has toured many European countries. For many years, conductor had been Hristo Tonev and the current one is Trifon Trifonov. We are also proud of the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, which enriches the musical life of our city. It was established back in 1971 by Raicho Hristov and the band has performed in Germany, the Netherlands, Norway and Greece. The band is popular in the whole of Bulgaria too. We also have a renowned folk band that has existed for the past 60 years. The Grauvska Mladost Ensemble for folk songs and dances has won many awards, gold diploma from Portugal, diplomas from various festivals in Europe. It has had tours in Europe and North America. Our folk bands often perform to Bulgarians abroad. Less than a month ago, we performed to our compatriots in the village of Zvonce, a village inhabited by Bulgarians that remained outside the borders after the Treaty of Njoj. We often have tours in the Republic of Macedonia, he says. Now let's listen to a recording from the festival in Koprivštica.
Mama ide od me, ani vrace nosi kotle z vino, dejano ode, ide. Като оди ветър бе, като се смее, слънце грее, деяно оде, иде. U kotle to rujno vino, u vino to rosna kitka, dejano ode, ide.
After this performance, let's hear more from head of the Pernik Powers of Culture, Petjo Fetfov.
Към дворец на културата има и камерен хор. Той е създаден
през... The Ivan Topalov Choir also works in the Powers of Culture. It was established in 1987 and is named after its first conductor. The choir has participated in many concerts and last year had a successful tour in Italy. We also have a municipal school of arts. More than 100 children study playing musical instruments, piano, guitar, violin and more. Interest is high as the Powers organizes a contest for musicians. This year it takes place on April 28th, 29th and the 30th. Young performers from across the country, as well as guests from neighboring Macedonia and Serbia, will also participate. We also traditionally organize the November Music Days. Last year the forum opened with a concert by world-famous pianist Iva Vaglenova. She lives in Paris but started her musical career in the Pernik Powers of Culture. This is one of the names who have brought international fame to Bulgaria. Jazz singer Marinela Pashova also came from London especially for the 60th anniversary. Popular folk singer Guna Ivanova had also worked here, as well as one of the best accordionists in Bulgaria, Ivan Ivanov. Brilliant folk singer Kirchu Metodiev and many others have also worked here, he says.
Mamo, na horo, to premene.
the Wind Orchestra at the Pernik Powers of Culture and Opera Prima Elena Mechangiska will have a concert on April the 21st. One can also find the full program of the Pernik Powers of Culture on its website. We bring today's time out for music to an end with one more of the performances by the Grauvska Mladost Ensemble.